families and young people are the future, especially for the arts. Hi, I'm Mark Wilson, Executive Director of Zona Art Center, and I came here in 2020. I'm actually originally from Iowa. I used to be an educator, a teacher. I taught middle school music all the way through college, and I also worked in business. I worked as a loss prevention person. I interviewed people for theft, and I also was a professional opera singer for many years. And so when you put all that together, you get an arts administrator who's now here at Zona Arts Center. My son went to Muhlenberg College when we were living in New Jersey. And when he was in high school, we came to Lehigh many times for his lacrosse tournaments. We love the area, so we actually would just come here to go biking and also hiking. Families and young people are the future, especially for the arts. And for us, we know that people who live here in Lehigh Valley, about 86% of them, who are born and raised are going to stay here. So it just made sense for us to have something as a pipeline for those young folks and their families to enjoy themselves. When I started walking around here in 2020, 2021, meeting people, one of the things that people said is that they want more things for families to be able to do, especially in the arts. And so this came out that we wanted to do something that was just fun for folks and give them something that's arts-based. We're here to educate our students. Why not also help educate young people about coming to a theater? So a couple things that I consistently hear when people come to our family palooza and also our family shows, what people love is when Zaharo says on stage, this is a non-shushing show. Kids, have fun. And so they don't need to be quiet. They actually just need to actually learn how to just enjoy that space and take some ownership of it. And so there's parents who come and they email, they call and they say, when we hear that this is a non-shushing show, like the weight just lifts off our shoulders and we feel comfortable being here. This is for everyone. We have folks who have kids who are neurodivergent, who are autistic. We have sensory kids for people who are here.
This year's featured show is Don't Let the Pigeon Drive the Bus, the musical. Why was this chosen and what do you think families can expect from this?
So this is a show that was created by the Kennedy Center, and anything that they create there is like world class. And so bringing in children's entertainment, that's a musical, it's fun. You got people singing. And if you think about Mo Willem, who doesn't love Mo Willem? I mean, so, and people are just gonna leave with a smile on their face. And it just has, it's high entertainment. And it's also have a lot of high energy too. And so that's one of the reasons why this was actually chosen. And my kids, when they were younger, they loved Pigeon. And my daughter loves Pigeon and she loves like yellow things. And so I think most people just love like seeing like the little bird doing funky stuff. So when people walk into the door for the Funapalooza day, they're gonna see lots of different vendors and sponsors. They're gonna have tables for crafts for people to do things. Lehigh University Art Galleries will have folks be able to do some drawings and connect with them. We have folks from PBS will be here doing some activities. And this is like a fun time for folks. And we had like the Ballet Guild and folks that had people doing some dancing. And so there's all these pre-show activities that happen out in our spaces, and it gives really folks the opportunity just to like walk around the space, feel comfortable in the space, and that's what we want them to be able to do. And they can let a lot of that energy out too. And then the doors are open, and then the show is about to start, and when the lights come down, the kids go, woo! It's happening on November 1st. It's the day after Halloween, so guess what? Bring your Halloween costumes, dress up, have fun. And parents, you should wear a costume too.
Some of those organizations you're partnering with, I think more than 20 community and campus organizations. Why is that important?
If we are not growing our partnerships with folks within our campus and our community, then we're dying. Everyone cannot do everything. You can't solve all the problems, but so you need everyone to help you out. And so when we bring all those different kind of resources in one place for families, they might see a new organization they never heard of before. And so we think this is a great opportunity to highlight them.
So we're going to talk about some of this stuff beyond Funapalooza, so some of the other programming. I mean, you guys just had the Bacon Brothers here. Can you talk about some of the upcoming performances? Are there any that you're particularly excited about?
So Postmodern Jukebox, everyone loves Postmodern Jukebox. They've been here before. It's going to be a great show, great entertainment. And Dirty Dancing in Concert will be here in the spring. So everyone, especially the ladies, you got to bring out your friends. Come out here and see some Patrick Swayze.
We were just talking about the variety. How do you approach building a season that has these big touring shows? You have student productions here. community events. You know, I'm here for the Nutcracker. There's all sorts of stuff going on.
Being on a university campus, the one thing I would say is that part of what we're going to do is think about the education of our students and also preparing those students for their life after university. So part of what we do is bring in some programs that's going to enhance that experience for students. It's going to connect to some of the curriculum things, some of the research that they're doing. But we also bring in some artists that are bigger names. So like we brought in the Bacon Brothers, we brought in the Morgan Freeman Symphonic Blues Experience. We want to do this to attract new people and also have our subscribers and other people say, oh my goodness, we need to come to this space. We also want to bring in some things that are just unique to us too. And so if you think about dance and also contemporary circus, Cirque, those are things that we bring here that we can do. And so we bring in world-class orchestras like the Philharmonia Orchestra that performed here, is going to perform here later on. We had the New York Philharmonic, the Philadelphia Orchestra. So these are some of the kind of things that we can do in our space that makes sense for us. There are such wonderful arts organizations across the Lehigh Valley, and each of us have a way to really connect with our community. Mm-hmm. And for us, we want to make sure that we bring in just some unique cultural offerings for people. If you think about dance, it just makes sense for us to be able to do that and bring some of those things in. And our dance community is continuing to grow. And so we want to be that place for folks to do that. And then contemporary circus is so important for us because it's an art form that has been strong in like Canada and other parts of the world. And we think that the folks here in Lehigh Valley need to be able to see that imagery expressed here, because contemporary circus, they have so many different elements. And when people see it, they're like in so much awe. And when you think like Cirque du Soleil up in Montreal, and you know, when they come down here or they go to like the bigger productions at PPL, mm-hmm. we know that there's an audience who want to see that kind of work here. Sorry. We are beyond our building. And so because we're on a campus, we have to go on the campus where people are. And we also want to bring the folks from the South Side and the rest of Lehigh Valley onto our campus. So when we bring in something like Bandaloop, we brought in Sir Kickass to perform. People then came onto the campus who may not have been on our campus before. And when Sir Kickass performed in front of Fritz Lab, and then they did tours afterwards, people said, wow, this is kind of a cool place. So we're able to highlight other departments. When we have a lot of our sponsors, they really help us be able to bring in things so that we can keep the prices reasonable for our patrons. Ticket sales alone cannot support some of the artists that we bring in. So when we have corporate sponsors and other grant funders, it helps us subsidize those things. Our things that we do here is not fully supported from the university because we are a hybrid where we actually bring in earned revenue and also some support from the university. We also love partnering with nonprofits to be able to work with them to like give tickets at a reduced rate, community tickets for us to be able to connect to other people to come here too. So that partnership with nonprofits is also very important to us.
You know, art centers are facing challenges currently. You know, are you finding that here as well? And what are some ways that you're addressing it?
Yes, it is challenging for art centers because whenever we don't have a seat sold that show, that's money that we just lost. We can't recoup that once the show is done. And the fact that there have been lots of funding challenges happening with art centers. So yes, we have the same challenges as many other folks do. However, we think there is a path forward. And the path forward that we're looking at is thinking of ourselves as part of the ecosystem to keep our community healthy. And so we understand that's actually like our superpower. That's the sweet spot for us. Everyone knows when you are stressed out, someone might turn on a piece of music and that music calms you. Some people who go dancing and that feeling of dancing and moving your body keeps the blood flowing, you feel better. And there have been so many different communities across our country who have understood that, and they have been going to a place where they're working with hospitals to do what's called arts prescription, where doctors are prescribing the arts as part of someone's physical or mental health. And I think that's a place that we're going to go towards also. And so I think as we look forward to that, as we look at where we are financially now with some of the things, this is a space for us, all of us here in Lehigh Valley as arts organizations that we can move towards to help our community be healthier. We will continue to bring in the best of world-class music and world-class performing arts here on our stage because that excitement, the energy, when Morgan Freeman came here and people saw him hanging out at Hotel Bethlehem, People are emailing me and say, oh my goodness, it's so exciting to have him here in our area. His whole team love that. That's the kind of energy that we can continue to do. And then as we look at the future, I think it's going to be that and doing things that are even more intimate, things that are just unusual and unique. So we are doing what's called our well-being concert series, which is a great way for us to really connect with people. So people are going to come and be able to lie down on cushions on our stage, be on comfortable chairs on our stage, surrounded by the musicians as they perform music for their mental health, working with the Mindful Child Initiative on this. We're going to also look at bringing this kind of experiences to other places across the Lehigh Valley, concerts and unusual spaces. Like we had our Sir Kick-Ass at Fritz Lab, but imagine having like a little rock show in Fritz Lab, having shows up on the mountaintop inside some of our large bays. These are things that we can certainly do. People want experiences. They don't want the same thing. Everyone wants something a little bit different. Some folks want to come here to Baker Hall. They want to sit in these comfortable chairs and enjoy a show that they see in a like, picture frame. Some folks want to go outside and see the excitement of Bandaloop performing outside of the building. And some people want to go to like even like a parking garage and see something there too. So those are the things that are going to happen. Some people want to have the arts as part of their mental health and part of their healthcare. Back in the early part of the 20th century, the arts took a chance and they had to innovate. And I think we're currently right now in another place where we need to innovate. And we should not take for granted our place within our community. And so this is an opportunity for us to experiment and to figure out what are ways that for us to go beyond just our buildings, go beyond where we feel comfortable, go to places where we are uncomfortable. And once we do that enough, we will then become more comfortable with that. Yeah, I want everyone to come on out, have some fun, bring your costumes, bring your fun, bring your loud voices. And if you want to dance like a chicken or flap your wings like a pigeon, or you want to come in a school bus, any of those things, but you're going to have some fun. And I look forward to seeing y'all there on November 1st. Thank you so much.